Hi, everyone. So I've always said that how much you spend is actually more important than how much you earn in terms of your wealth. But with that being said, if you can earn more money and you don't get into the habit of just spending that money, that's a very easy way to get wealthier. So what are the ways you can make money, both online and offline? Some are obvious and some are not. So let's get going. Now, number one, it's incredibly obvious, but most people, believe it or not, don't do it. And that's have the guts just to ask for a pay rise. Now, the reason why this is effective is this. Often, a lot of studies have shown that if you don't ask, you're not going to get. And if you're already paid $50,000, $60,000 or whatever, and just through negotiation, you can get to an extra $5,000 or whatever, that is a great example of the 80-20 rule. You are maybe making a lot more money by just spending 5 seconds having the guts to ask your boss for more money. And if you reinvest that money over 30 years, that's a difference of $1 or $2 million of wealth, just for having the guts to ask. Number two is use something like Upwork or freelancer.com. I use Upwork to hire freelancers. And if you have any skills, not just IT, it could be marketing, could be sales, could be HR, you can use these websites as well. Number three, you could blog. I mean, these days, just making money from blogs isn't easy because there's about a billion people or a billion blogs at least on the internet. But with that being said, if you've got a niche, you can both make passive money from a blog and active money. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're a recruiter now or a real estate agent or whatever you are. You could make a very small passive income from something like Google AdSense, you know, putting adverts on your website. And indeed, you can get more clients from your blog. Number four is do something like tutor online, especially if you're a teacher now and you're a certified teacher in the US, UK, whatever. Often you can make more money online than you can offline. I know several certified teachers in the UK, US, who can make $30, $40 per hour or more teaching wealthy Chinese and other kids around the world. And that's often just as much, if not more, than what they're making in the offline world. Also, there are many apps which have cashback. So something like just scanning a receipt online and then giving an app some feedback, positive feedback, that can also pay you small amounts of money. But because it will only take you a few minutes, the hourly rate is not bad because there's loads of apps out there that want to get their name out there. So it's actually profitable for them to pay people to try out their app. Also, you can drive with Uber, of course. But in addition to that, driving isn't just about Uber. There's also things like Uber Eats and being a delivery driver, which you can also do for extra cash. In addition to that, you can do things like TaskRabbit or doing specific tasks online. TaskRabbit is a bit different to something like Upwork, but something like TaskRabbit or Fiverr or those kind of websites, you can just get paid for one-off tasks online. Also, you can do things like Airbnb, of course, if you've got a home. But in addition to that, you can often do things like rent your stuff or indeed sell your stuff online. And also, another way you can make money online is you can take advantage of the fact a lot of people want to get rid of their stuff for free. So this is called arbitrage. So for example, let's say you find something for free on a sale on Facebook. Let's say it's something like, shoes or something unwanted, or indeed on numerous websites. And then you use that to sell it online. I mean, this is a great way of actually making decent money. I know several people making $5,000, $10,000 a month, and all they're doing for this extra income is getting things for cheap or even free online and then selling them on. Okay, everyone, I hope that was useful.